If you've been in downtown LA lately, you've probably seen the construction cranes everywhere. There are a lot of new projects coming to downtown, and Kevin Roderick, editor of LA Observed, is here to tell us about some of them. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Eric.
So let's start with Clifton's Cafeteria, a landmark institution that's been there since the Depression, but it's been closed for a couple of years. Why is Clifton so important to people?
I think Clifton's harkens back for people to an earlier, simpler era in Los Angeles. And also, if you remember ever going in there, it was a kitschy kind of a place. All of the Cliftons around Los Angeles had a theme to them, and the one there on Broadway was kind of a hunting lodge theme. It was based on something in the Santa Cruz Mountains, so it had a little forest, it had a chapel, it had a waterfall in there, and had a lot of these kind of unusual things. But, you know, to the people who habituate Broadway, it was also a cheap place to get a meal, and that was what's been missed for a lot of people there. And also has been one of the fears that people have about what's going to happen to Clifton's, because the term everyone's been using is that it's going to be hipsterized.
Well, some people were nervous about the redesign, especially since the owner of the Edison Bar is in charge. What's it looking like?
Well, one, it's been much delayed. It's a couple of years late opening. It was supposed to all take place, you know, very quickly. It's been a long time, and the people who are running Clifton's let some selected media in, apparently last week, and let them take a look around. And the show found out that there's been quite a few changes are being made. For one thing, Clifton's was kind of a dark, dusty place and had several levels. That has all been opened up into a center atrium, I guess is the right term, and you can look up to the various levels. That's one big change. Gone are a lot of the kitschier elements that Clifton himself had put in, but some other new ones are being brought in as well to kind of give it that panache that people are looking for.
In other news, the W Hotel, a brand name hotel, is coming to the South Park area of downtown LA. It's a big project. Does it meet a real need for more hotels downtown?
Well, you know, South Park is this booming area. When you go downtown, a lot of the cranes you see, if they're not in the Arts District, they're all over South Park. And this is a very large project across the street from LA Live. And it's going to be several tall towers. And the news is that a W Hotel is going to go in there. And this does add some cachet to that area, right? It's becoming a new center of hotels in downtown Los Angeles, kind of shifting away from the area around Bunker Hill and building this, what I think the planners hope would be a critical mass of hotels right around the convention center, around LA Live, around Staples Center, and the South Park area.
Now, W Hotels are kind of a brand name of hotels, a newer sort of brand name, I guess younger skewing, you might say. What's so special about W Hotels?
I think it's just a brand name that it feels kind of hip. When people are looking to travel across the country and they don't want to stay in something stuffy like a Hilton or a Sheraton or a Marriott, I think the W is the kind of brand name that appeals to those people. But, you know, in the area around there, there's already been some hotel where, you know, there was the big hotel at LA Live, a tower across the street from there. The old Holiday Inn that was on Figueroa Street has been redone recently as the Lux. That's apparently going to go away as part of this big project that's coming from Chinese developers where the W is going to be. And then the old Figueroa Hotel, which is a classic old hotel that had kind of a Mediterranean feel on Figueroa, that's also going to be redone as part of this general sort of upwelling of the economic level of the South Park area.
What are some of the other big projects in the South Park area?
There's a big project going on down around 8th Street that's going to include a Whole Foods. There's a lot of residential going in, mixed-use buildings with condos going in all over South Park. It's going to become, you know, in the downtown renaissance that's going on now, I think you have to look at South Park as being a real residential center. High-rise is going up all over the place.
Well, big changes coming to downtown LA. Kevin Roderick, editor of LA Observed. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you.